Hey there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the How to Lead podcast, helping you unleash influence wherever you are. My name's Adam Tarno, joined by Clay Scroggins. Clay, today we are putting out a real quick episode here. It is Monday, January 10th, when this episode is coming out, and we're going to quickly talk about how leadership is changing. What are you seeing out there? How is it changing?
Well, it is changing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that common knowledge?
I think so. I mean, I think anybody that was alive in 2019 and is still, still with us today would go, yes, a whole lot of things have changed. And yes, I think leadership, yes, is one of them, right?
Well, and I think it's important to note too, it was already changing before March of 2020, but that certainly expedited the changes. How you led in the past cannot be how you lead in the future. And the real question is not just is leadership changing, but the real question is how is leadership changing? That that Wayne Gretzky line that he says, you know, that I don't skate to where the puck has been, I skate to where the puck is going. That's what we've got to pay attention to, because we all, you know, I would assume everyone listening to this has some desire to lead better in the future. Hopefully you even see yourself as a leader. I know a lot of people don't even recognize that they are a leader. That's one of my most exciting epiphanies that I've seen happen over and over again with people, is when they realize, oh my goodness, I am a leader. I have influence. I don't have maybe a position or authority, but that's not what leadership is anyway. But anybody listening to this, hopefully you see yourself as a leader. And if you don't, let me just maybe be the first one to tell you, you are a leader.
Yeah.
And congrats. Once you start seeing yourself as a leader, you hopefully you want to keep developing and growing. And there is a way to develop and grow into the kind of leader that the future is going to demand. And that is, that's what I'm really excited about talking about these days, partly because I have a book coming out tomorrow.
Yeah. And you got an event, and let's talk about both of those real quick. But before we get into those, but yeah, there's an event and a book that drops tomorrow, but just tease a few of the things that are there. Like, how specifically are you seeing leadership change? So yes, it's always been changing. Maybe the past couple of years has accelerated it, but I think you really have some good insights into some very specific ways it is changing right now.
Yeah, just the virtual work culture has changed so much. I mean, it's changed the way we manage, changed the way we lead the people that we're called to lead. The complex things we talk about at work has changed the way we have to handle conflict. There was a day where you didn't talk about certain things in the office place, in the workplace. And now, you know, in a job interview, you're asking those hard questions about racial reconciliation and gender identity and sexual orientation at work in a first conversation. So learning how to have the kinds of conflict that you're already having and are going to be having more in the future is a huge element of the change. The kind of attributes we're looking for in a leader is changing. There was a day where we wanted confidence. We wanted, you know, somebody that was strong and someone that never let anyone see that they had weaknesses and never let anyone see that they were sweating or that they were having to, you know, work extra hard and or that maybe they had failures in their past as well. I think we're all looking for a more vulnerable, honest, authentic, transparent, a real version of leadership. That kind of, I mean, we see it even in the way we're getting news sources, you know, that polished, everything's perfect newscaster of the past. You know, we're seeing different kinds of voices and influencers who are bringing us information now in a way that just feels more in tune to where leadership is headed as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And then at the same time, there's some things that are remaining the same, which is what I love about your resource is we are going to talk about some of the cultural changes and how that is specifically impacting leadership. But there are some, I mean, people are still people. And so it's not take every leadership lesson you've ever learned over the last 5 years and throw it out. It's all brand new. It's really just trying to determine what principles are still the same and what is this new landscape that I need to navigate with just more thoughtfulness. And so you've got two things coming out. So again, you know, this is an episode here on Monday, January 10th. And so tomorrow on January 11th, you've got a live event or an event that you're going to be hosting. Talk a little bit about that event.
Well, it's a tomorrow, you know, we're really time stamping this, which is what you're not supposed to do in the podcast world.
But that's all right.
We're throwing all the rules out the window today. It's break a rule Monday for sure. But yeah, tomorrow, January 11, 2022, we're hosting an event at 1 p.m. Eastern. Would love for you to register for the event. We'll make sure you have access to be able to do that in the show notes, and it's all over our social media as well. But it is an event. You can also go to the website, aspiringleadersguide.com, aspiringleadersguide.com. But the event is titled How to Future-Proof Your Career. So the idea is that the more we become the kind of leader that we need to become to meet the demands of the future, what we're really doing in doing so is we're future-proofing our career, that we can become the kind of leader that can withstand a pandemic, or that can withstand complicated, hard conversations, that is more ready for the future. And so we have a couple of guests that we're interviewing tomorrow that I'm really excited about. Gregory Ellison has won Professor of the Year numerous times at Emory University, and he is just a fascinating person, and also just brings such great thought to leadership and life. Kara Powell is the director of the Fuller Youth Institute in California, and Kara is a remarkable person, remarkable leader, and has such great data-driven insight into the way the world is changing and the way leadership is changing as well. And then JP Pakluta is a pastor in Waco, Texas, who wrote a book a couple of years ago called Welcome to Adulting. And so he really knows what it's like to work with emerging adults and emerging leaders who are aspiring to become a better kind of leader in the future. So those interviews are all a part of the event tomorrow that I'm hosting, 1 p.m. Eastern. Hopefully you will not just join us, but you'll bring your team with you. Bring the people that you work with. This will be a great event for the workplace. Brown bag it and come be a part of it with us.
Yeah. Okay. So now there is somebody, we have timestamped this, but there is somebody that's listening to this, and it is 1:35 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday the 11th, and they are pounding the dashboard right now. You know, why did I miss it? So what can they do? Because the event's
no
great.
God. How That's could right. I have missed it?
So the event, if they miss that, there is another thing that they can do, and that is to grab this resource, An Aspiring Leader's Guide to the Future. So talk about that. Where can they find it? And just talk a little bit about the book.
Well, Zondervan is the publisher, so hopefully the book is available wherever books are sold.
Wherever that is.
That was the promise that they made in the contract. Is we will make sure the book is distributed and available to people. So, anywhere, you know, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever you buy books, the book is available. But, yeah, I know it's also a little weird, too, Adam, for me to be asking people to buy something. We're giving away, trying to give away a lot with it. This event tomorrow is free. We're giving away a free chapter of the event, a free first chapter, just for pre-ordering or just for ordering the book. But I also just want to tell you, I feel really proud of the effort and the work that me and a number of other people have put into making this happen. And I think it is worth the price of the book. I think there are some principles and ideas and concepts and applications that really will help you unleash leadership, which is what we all want to do. We all want to become a better leader. When we grow as a leader, everyone around us wins, and it's worth it. It's worth it to become a better leader and become a better dad, better mom, better friend, better spouse. So if you live near me, hit me up and I'll give you a book. But I, there you go. But I just, I do. I would encourage you to buy the book. I feel it has been hard for me to become comfortable with asking people to do that for sure.
Well,
but
I'll tell people, go buy it. Your other two ones have been fantastic. And so I imagine this one is going to be great. I've pre-ordered it. I didn't get a free one, and I've seen you, but still, I pre-ordered it. So it's going to show up for me as well. And I cannot wait. This is a little side note. One of my favorite things to do when I'm in an airport is to text you pictures of your book. You are dominating the airport bookstores. And truck stops too, Adam.
I dominate truck. I am the leadership voice for truckers. That has been one of my goals in life.
That's so good. So it'll be there wherever they can find it. And it'll also be Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all those kind of great places. So, okay. So two calls to action. If you're listening to this on Monday the 10th, sign up for the live event. It's free. You'll get the first chapter. We'll make a link available to that for that in the show description here or in the podcast description. If you're listening to this after the 11th or after the 10th or the 11th, then you can go buy the book. Go find it either at your local bookstore or go online to your favorite retailer and buy it there, because leadership is changing and this is a great resource that is going to help with all that. Clay, great visiting with you today. We'll talk to you again soon. Well, that's all we got for today's episode of the How to Lead podcast. You can always reach out to us via email. We can be reached at info@howtolead.work. That's info@howtolead.work. Every episode is mixed and edited by the team over at Sound of a Rose. You can learn more about them at soundofarose.com. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you again next time.